This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Being an immigrant in England always has an implication that it's just harder to get jobs. It's harder to show your strengths.
We worked for the National Coal Board as apprentice coal miners. But a piece of luck came along and my life changed.
Voices of immigrants talking about their experiences of working in Britain. Our first speaker, Ana Silvia Rodriguez, came to England in 1979 from Mexico to join her English husband. In Mexico, Ana worked in education. When she moved to England, she tried to find similar work, but this wasn't so easy.
One of the things that I have felt a little bit sad in living in England is that job opportunities don't come as good as if I was in Mexico. In Mexico, I had a job, a full-time job. I coordinated 5 schools where they taught French. In England, I could only get work part-time as a teacher. And I think there has been some discrimination. Maybe also my confidence doesn't show who I am being in England. Perhaps because I will always speak with a foreign accent. Maybe people make assumptions about the kind of person that I am. But the only thing that I know people recognize me for is when they see that my children have done really well at school and they get very good marks. And I know if I had stayed in Mexico, my professional possibilities would be greater. Being an immigrant in England always has an implication that it's just harder to get jobs. It's harder to show your strengths.
Ana feels sad that, as an immigrant, her professional possibilities, her career, was limited. She didn't always get the job she wanted. Ana believes that this was partly because of discrimination. She wasn't always treated fairly in the job market because she's an immigrant. She also said that perhaps her accent stopped her from feeling confident when talking about her strengths, her abilities and work experience. However, Ana does feel happy that she's recognised for her abilities because of her children's good marks at school. Our next speaker is from Somalia and went to live in Wales in 1987. Although his background was in banking, like Ana, he found it very difficult to get work in his own field. So he made use of other skills and experience and now helps refugees through his work at the Welsh Refugee Council.
My name is Eid Ali Ahmed. I came from Somalia in 1987, and since I have been living in Cardiff. Now my current job is a strategy development officer at the Welsh Refugee Council. I know very well what it means to become a refugee and to lose your cultural roots, your country, your friends, and your soil, your history.
Eid Ali Ahmed's personal experiences as a refugee are important in his job as strategy development officer in Cardiff, the capital city of Wales. He understands the issues faced by refugees who have come to live in Britain from all over the world. Eid Ali helps refugees in Cardiff by working with his local council, which organises local services, such as housing. He feels that the work he now does is very important, but it's not what he expected to be doing. And even today, Eid Ali still feels quite emotional about his experiences of trying to find a job when he first arrived in Wales.
Getting a job, getting through the network, earning my living in this competitive society was so emotional, you know, and all the doors were shut to me because I am, you know, having an overseas qualification, an overseas experience, And that was really a shock to me.
Getting through the network, actually getting a job in banking in Wales, wasn't as easy as Eid Ali thought it would be. He said that despite his relevant qualifications and work experience from Somalia, all the doors were shut to him. Eventually, Eid Ali decided that he wanted to lecture in business administration, so he began to study for more qualifications. In fact, he went for his master's degree in business administration, usually shortened to an MBA. So why isn't Eid Ali a lecturer now?
I tried, 50 colleges, all across the country. And also, since last year, I have MBA. But with that even, it's very, very difficult to get the right job. And this is another dimension of the difficulties that refugees are facing in this country. First, refugee issues, problems. Then once they settle down and they get the qualification and try to make a living in this society, then they get a lot of other barriers which faces the black and ethnic minority communities here who were born here. And that's, discrimination and racism.
Eid believes that discrimination and racism stopped him from getting a job in what he calls mainstream colleges, the well-recognised colleges. But now he realises that black and ethnic minority people who were born in Britain face similar barriers or obstacles. Our next speaker, Andrew Zygmunt, came to England in 1956 from Hungary. And, like Eid Ali, he was a refugee. Andrew arrived in England not long after the Second World War, and although he was a third-year medical student, he didn't expect to become a doctor. While in a refugee camp in Austria, he signed a contract to work as an apprentice, a trainee, coal miner for the British National Coal Board. In the spring of 1957, Andrew travelled by bus to Barnsley, a town in the north of England. What was his working life like?
Now, the reception was varying, to say the least, because we had tremendous goodwill from the populace as a whole, but very little goodwill from the coal miners, because they regarded us as possible cheap labour and diluting the workforce, with some justification, I suppose. So, whilst on the one hand, socially we were very much welcome, as coal miners, the National Union of Mine Workers at the time even organised strikes against us being involved working with them.
As he said, the reception, the welcome they got in Britain, was generally good. But the British miners didn't have as much goodwill. They weren't as kind. However, Andrew said he understood their feelings. The Hungarian miners were prepared to accept lower wages than the British men for doing the same job, so they were thought of as cheap labour. The unions organised strikes against the Hungarian miners. They arranged to stop working in protest, and eventually the National Coal Board decided to release Andrew and the others from their contracts. Around this time, Andrew had an appointment with a doctor, and this appointment changed his luck. The doctor didn't like the idea of medical students working as coal miners, so he decided to help Andrew and another Hungarian to find a place in medical school. As a result, Andrew was introduced to the new local Member of Parliament, who decided to try and help.
He went to the House as a new MP and asked questions in the House, that what were two ex-Hungarian medical students doing coal mining in Barnsley. Well, of course, the poor Minister of Education didn't even know of our existence, but what did happen as a result of this question in the House, that we were sent application forms to apply to various university medical schools. And after many tries, eventually I got accepted to Liverpool University here in the Faculty of Medicine.
The MP raised the issue in the House of Commons, and Andrew was given permission to apply to medical schools. 6 months after becoming an apprentice coal miner, Andrew was accepted at a medical school in Liverpool. He describes himself as an eternal optimist. He was always hopeful that something better would turn up.
I had no expectations other than getting on with my life. And I was hoping that something will turn up, hoping against hope in many ways, because I was, as I say, an apprentice coal miner at the time. But being an eternal optimist, I always knew that something better will eventually turn up. And turn up it did.
My first job was in Bournemouth, which is in South England. It's work in a Thai restaurant. Just a friend of mine introduced me and said, okay, why not? I'll just give it a try. And because when I was in China, I never had any experience working in the restaurant. So I think it's a good experience. And also, I've got rice to eat. And that's the main thing I missed at that time.
Yoon enjoyed her first job as a waitress in a restaurant because she learnt new skills. And, importantly, she was allowed to eat lots of rice in the restaurant, which was something she missed. But Yoon's next job was completely different. She became a radio announcer, which was her profession in China. So does Yoon have any plans to change her job again?
My colleagues come from all over China, from different ages. Oh, some actually from overseas, Chinese, and like from Malaysia or Taiwan or Singapore. And it's a big kind of Chinese community. Yeah, I enjoy working with these people. I've been doing this job since 1996, but I don't know how long I will stay here. It depends on different situations. And yeah, as long as I enjoy working here, as long as I can work here, I will stay.
Join me, David Thorpe, next time when we'll be hearing more insights into life in Britain as seen through the eyes of her immigrant population.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.